6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
In 1857, the U.S. Supreme Court rendered one of its most infamous decisions in the case of Dred Scott versus Sanford, a ruling that would have profound and far-reaching consequences for the nation. The case, brought before the court by a Missouri slave named Dred Scott, was not merely about one man's fight for freedom. It was a pivotal moment in the broader national conflict over slavery, one that would stoke the flames of division between North and South and move the country even closer to the brink of civil war. 1857 was a landslide. Dred Scott was born into slavery in Virginia in the early 1800s. His owner, Dr. John Emerson, a U.S. Army surgeon, took Scott with him to Illinois and the Wisconsin Territory, both areas where slavery was prohibited under the Missouri Compromise of 1820. Scott argued that by living in free territories, he had effectively been emancipated. When Emerson died in 1843, Scott was sold to a new owner, a man named John F.A. Sanford. It was at this point that Scott decided to file a lawsuit for his freedom, arguing that his time in free territories had made him a free man. The case of Dred Scott versus Sanford was initially heard in a Missouri court, where Scott lost. However, the case was appealed, and it eventually made its way to the U.S. Supreme Court in 1856. The legal issue at hand was whether Scott, as a former slave who had lived in free territories, was entitled to his freedom. But the case quickly escalated into a constitutional battle over the future of slavery in America. At the heart of the case was the interpretation of the Constitution, particularly the issue of whether African Americans, whether free or enslaved, could claim citizenship and enjoy the rights and protections granted by the Constitution. The question had been a subject of debate for decades, but the Dred Scott case would provide a definitive and deeply divisive answer. The Supreme Court's decision, issued on March 6, 1857, was a 7-2 ruling that effectively struck a devastating blow to the anti-slavery movement and dealt a fatal blow to the notion of popular sovereignty in the territories. Chief Justice Roger B. Taney, writing the majority opinion, ruled that Dred Scott was not entitled to his freedom because, as an African American, he was not a citizen of the United States. Taney's ruling was based on the belief that African Americans, whether enslaved or free, were considered property under the law, not citizens. In his view, African Americans were beings of an inferior order, who were not meant to be included in the protections of the Constitution.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Taney went even further, declaring that Congress had no authority to regulate slavery in the territories. He argued that the Missouri Compromise of 1820, which had prohibited slavery in certain territories, was unconstitutional. According to Taney, the federal government did not have the power to exclude slavery from the territories, and thus, any law that attempted to do so was null and void. This aspect of the decision effectively opened all U.S. territories to the possibility of slavery, regardless of previous legislation or local sentiment. The decision in Dred Scott was a seismic event in American history. It immediately sparked outrage in the North, where it was seen as a stark endorsement of slavery and a rejection of the principle that all men are created equal. Anti-slavery activists and abolitionists were horrified by the court's ruling, which they saw as a direct affront to their struggle for justice and equality. To many in the North, the ruling confirmed that the federal government, under the influence of pro-slavery forces, was committed to the expansion of slavery into the Western territories. In contrast, the decision was hailed in the South, where it was viewed as a victory for the institution of slavery and Southern rights. For Southerners, the ruling reaffirmed their belief that slavery was a legitimate and protected institution under the Constitution. The ruling also gave Southern slaveholders greater confidence in the permanence of slavery in the territories, strengthening their resolve to resist any attempts to limit or abolish the practice. The Dred Scott decision was also a blow to the concept of popular sovereignty, which had been championed by politicians like Senator Stephen A. Douglas. Popular sovereignty had been proposed as a way to allow settlers in the territories to decide for themselves whether to permit slavery, thus avoiding a direct confrontation between the North and South. However, the Dred Scott decision effectively nullified this idea, as it denied Congress the authority to regulate slavery in the territories. This made it clear that the expansion of slavery could no longer be stopped through legislation. Rather, it would be a matter of territorial and state governments directly allowing it. The Dred Scott decision also had a profound impact on the national political landscape. It deepened the divisions between the North and South, further polarizing the country on the issue of slavery. In the North, the ruling galvanized the abolitionist movement, leading to the rise of new political forces, including the Republican Party, which was founded in 1854 in direct response to the Kansas-Nebraska Act. The Republican Party quickly became the primary political force in the North, championing the abolition of slavery in the territories and the preservation of the Union. Abraham Lincoln, who had been a relatively obscure politician before the Dred Scott decision, rose to prominence as a critic of the ruling, and in the 1858 Illinois Senate race, he famously debated Douglas, arguing that the nation could not endure half slave and half free. In the South, the Dred Scott decision gave pro-slavery forces a significant political victory. It further entrenched the South's commitment to slavery and provided legal justification for the expansion of the institution into new territories. The decision also emboldened Southern political leaders, who became increasingly defiant in their demands for the protection and expansion of slavery. While the Dred Scott ruling was a significant victory for pro-slavery forces, it ultimately contributed to the unraveling of the Union. The decision further alienated the North, where many people, including moderate Democrats, found it difficult to accept the legitimacy of the ruling. The decision also reinforced the conviction in the South that the federal government was committed to protecting slavery. Both sides saw the ruling as confirmation that the issue of slavery was intractable and that the political system was incapable of resolving it peacefully. By 1860, the country had reached a boiling point. The Dred Scott decision, along with the violence in Kansas, the rise of the Republican Party, and the election of Abraham Lincoln as president, set the stage for the secession of Southern states and the outbreak of the Civil War. The decision, far from resolving the issue of slavery, had only made it more urgent and inevitable. It revealed the depth of the moral and political divide between North and South, and it cemented the role of slavery as the central issue in American politics. In retrospect, the Dred Scott decision stands as one of the most controversial and consequential rulings in U.S. history. It was a decision that would, in the end, contribute directly to the downfall of slavery, as the nation would soon be embroiled in a war that would ultimately abolish the institution. Yet, in the immediate aftermath, it exposed the deep fractures in American society and the inability of the nation to reconcile the institution of slavery with the ideals of freedom and equality. The Dred Scott decision, though intended to settle the question of slavery, only served to ignite the fires of division, leading directly to the Civil War.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.